Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome and thank you for taking time to listen to Maxis' earnings conference call on our first quarter results ended 31st March 2015. Before going through the financials, let's briefly touch on the competitive landscape in the quarter. There was intensified competition in the mobile internet segment as voice and text usage continued to contract. But the good news is that although the market was competitive, it remained rational. As you are aware, the first quarter traditionally tends to be a slow quarter, coming off from a seasonal high fourth quarter. Therefore, we are pleased to report that we bucked the trend this year. Service revenue grew 4.4% year-on-year and 1.6% quarter-on-quarter. Prepaid revenue grew 8.6% year-on-year and 4.5% quarter-on-quarter, and this is also our fourth quarter of consecutive growth. Core postpaid, excluding WBB, was stable after adjusting for data repricing impact and seasonal high roaming revenue in Q4 2014. We will share further details on our prepaid and postpaid development in later slides. On wireless broadband, consistent with industry, it continued to see a decline. Integrated services, formerly known as home, and fixed enterprise continued to grow at a steady pace. Underlying EBITDA and EBITDA for the quarter was higher, and these improvements were driven by a higher revenue base and positive impact from active cost management. However, year-on-year, EBITDA was impacted by forex losses, mainly unrealized from the continued weakening of ringgit. CapEx spend for the quarter was at 135 million ringgit, and we continued to make good progress on network modernization and LTE coverage expansion. We now move to slide 3 on service revenue. Service revenue grew by 1.6% quarter-on-quarter and 4.6% year-on-year, with growth coming across all business segments with the exception of wireless broadband, WBB. As mentioned earlier, this is our second quarter of sequential growth, and this trend is bucking the previous trend where traditionally the first quarter tends to be a slow quarter, coming off from a seasonal high fourth quarter. On a consolidated basis, the growth in prepaid and Maxis One Plan revenue-generating subscribers were key contributors of this quarter's service revenue growth. In the past 12 months, we have grown our revenue-generating base by close to 1.2 million, and this is addressing one of the core issues we face in our business in the past, namely a declining subscriber base, particularly in the prepaid segment. We will discuss the key trends in our prepaid and postpaid developments in the next two slides. Let's now move to prepaid, slide 4. This is the fourth consecutive quarter of prepaid subscriber and revenue uptrend. Quarter on quarter, we added 336,000 new customers and ended the quarter with close to 9 million revenue-generating subscribers. We are gaining both Malaysian and non-Malaysian subscribers. Prepaid revenue grew by 4.5% quarter-on-quarter, driven by mobile internet, competitive IDD and higher subscriber base. Mobile internet is now 29% of prepaid revenue, up from 21% in the previous year, and was able to compensate SMS decline. ARPU was, however, impacted by lower domestic voice, SMS usage and pay-per-use. On hashtag Hotlink, it continued to have good subscriber growth trend and it is also driving up mobile internet penetration and usage. It now accounts for more than 52% of our revenue-generating prepaid base. Moving on to postpaid, slide 5. Year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter, core postpaid revenue was relatively stable, gaining from incremental growth in revenue-generating subscribers and after adjusting for the impact of data repricing and favourable but seasonal roaming revenue in Q4 2014. Postpaid RGS base is now at 2.8 million. on Maxis One plan, we are pleased that it continued to have positive subscriber traction with good ARPU impact. We now have close to 360,000 subscribers on the Maxis One plan, giving us ARPU in excess of RM150, much higher than our blended postpaid ARPU in the mid-90s. We continue to believe that bundled plans like the Maxis One plan will be well received by customers, as it allows our customers to truly feel free when they use their mobile devices. We expect our postpaid ARPU to be on a firmer footing as we grow the Maxis One plan RGS base, as the committed level is much higher than our blended postpaid ARPU in the mid-90s. Turning to slide 6, this is a new slide and was added to chart the progress of data-related monetization efforts. Data traffic and average data usage have clearly grown in the last 12 months, corresponding with a strong increase in smartphone penetration, LTE-enabled devices, and mobile internet users. These drivers will grow in importance over time as voice and SMS revenue continue to contract and a mobile internet generation becomes dominant on the back of the emergence of a digital economy. Turning to slide 7, an update on CapEx and network investment. On network modernization, we have reached 78% population coverage for 2G and 3G respectively. Our LTE coverage footprint is now around 39% against 21% in the same period last year, enabling all our 1.6 million LTE-enabled device owners to enjoy high-speed internet access. LTE expansion and completion of network modernization will provide completeness, contiguity, and superior network experience over time. Revenue contribution from our partnership with U-Mobile totaled RM61 million this quarter, slightly higher than the run rate of the previous quarters. Next, let's talk about EBITDA and margin development, slide 8. Year-on-year, absolute EBITDA was impacted by foreign exchange losses due to a weaker ringgit. Quarter-on-quarter, EBITDA in the quarter grew 4.7% on account of a higher revenue base and positive impact from ongoing cost focus. Higher direct expenses in the quarter was mainly traffic-related and corresponded to an increase in international traffic. As mentioned earlier, Maxis continues to have a strong focus on cost management, and for the quarter under review, almost all OPEX-related expenses recorded quarter-on-quarter declines, except for staff-related costs. Consequently, we recorded improved service revenue EBITDA margin of 49.8% this quarter, against 48.6% in the previous quarter. Nevertheless, we will continue to have a strong focus to ensure that we have an efficient cost base moving forward. On profit after tax, slide 9. We ended the quarter with a profit after tax of RM455 million, which included a RM43 million accelerated depreciation charge. Lower accelerated depreciation charge in the quarter was in line with the current pace of our network modernization program. On this note, we have presented to you the operating and financial performance of Maxis for the quarter ending 31st March 2015. We are pleased that we ended the quarter with strong operational performance and positive financial development. Slide 10 is essentially a recap of our priorities and key focus areas for the year. On 2015 outlook, slide 11, we expect service revenue growth at low single digits. Absolute EBITDA at similar level to financial year 2014, base CAPEX spend at RM1.1 billion, and in terms of dividend, we are declaring a first interim dividend of 5 cents per share payable on 26 June 2015. We will elaborate and provide context on both the CAPEX spend and dividend in the results teleconference call. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the presentation of our results this quarter. Thank you, and we will speak again when we report our financial results for the second quarter ending 30th June 2015.